The outlandish knight came from the north. He came a woe unto me. He said he would take me to the northland, and there he would marry me. And there he would marry me. He followed me up, he followed me down, he followed me into the room. I had not the heart to speak one word, or the tongue to answer nay, or the tongue to answer nay. It's get you up your father's goal, likewise your mother's fee, and two of the best nags out of the stable, and come along with me, and come along with me. She got up all her father's gold, likewise her mother's fee, and two of the best nags out of the stable, where there stood 30 and 3, where there stood 30 and 3. She mounted on the milk-white steed, and he on the dapple gray. They rode, and they rode to the broad waterside, to while in the long summer day, to while in the long summer day. It's get you down upon the ground, and talk a while with me, for I have drowned 6 pretty maids, and you the 7th shall be, and you the 7th shall be. Hersh up, false William, says she, that's not what you promised unto me. You said you would take me to the northland, and there you would marry me, and there you would marry me. Pull off those costly robes, and deliver them unto me, for they are too costly and too fine to rot in the salt water sea, to rot in the salt water sea. Well, if I'm to pull off these costly robes, play turn your back to me, for it's no such a ruffian as you are, a naked woman should see, a naked woman should see. He turned his back around to her and viewed the leaves on the tree. She caught him around the middle so small, and she plunged him into the sea, and she plunged him into the sea. Lie there, you false-hearted man, lie there instead of me, for I don't think your clothing is a grain too fine to rot in the salt water sea, to rot in the salt water sea. He floated low, he floated high, he floated with the tide. Take hold of my hand, pretty Polly, he said, and I will make you my bride, and I will make you my bride. Lie there, you false-hearted man, lie there instead of me. For here you have drowned 6 pretty maids, and the 7th one has drowned thee. And the 7th one has drowned thee. She mounted on the milk-white steed and led the dapple gray. She rode up to her father's dwelling a while before it was day, a while before it was day. She put the horses all in their stalls and the money all where it lay, and marched into her own chamber room 2 hours before it was day, 2 hours before it was day. The parrot hung in the window high, and hearing her did say, I fear some ruffian has led you astray, that you tarried so long away, that you tarried so long away. Don't prittle or prattle, my pretty parrot bird, or tell no tales on me, and your cage shall be made of the finest beaten gold, and the doors of pure ivory, and the doors of pure ivory. The king was lying in his chamber so high, and hearing the parrot did say, what is it disturbs my pretty parrot bird, that it prattles so long before day, that it prattles so long before day? It's no laughing matter, the parrot did say, so loud did I call unto thee. For the cats have climbed in the window so high, and I fear they will have me. And I fear they will have me. Well turned, my pretty parrot bird, well turned, said he. Thy cage shall be made of the finest beaten gold, and hung on yon willow tree, and hung on yon willow tree.